Here is the text translated into English. Analysis: China's record oil output reaches limits of what's possible. Prices for oil and fuel cargoes smash record highs as Iran war chokes Middle East supply. Trump calls for Japan, NATO to step up. On Iran as oil prices bite. Saudi Arabia sees oil at $180 if Iran war lasts beyond April. WSJ. Gold prices rebound but head for deep weekly loss as Iran war dents rate cut bets. Oil prices fall as U.S. considers lifting some Iran sanctions. Gold slides on bets for higher interest rates for longer amid raging Iran war. Saudi Arabia has the right to take military action against Iran, foreign minister says. U.S. Japan to focus rare earths cooperation on select group of minerals. At first, Goldman Sachs downgrades Lufthansa to sell as $1 billion fuel hedge loss hits 2026 earnings. FedEx CEO says global demand holding amid Iran war, annual profit outlook up on record holiday profit. Australia's Star Entertainment names Bally's executive Charles Diao as CFO. Top three U.S. oil refining stocks, according to Goldman Sachs. Samsonite shares drop on weak full-year earnings, says U.S. listing prep on track. Work from home, avoid air travel to deal with higher energy prices, IEA says. Exclusive: Tesla in talks with Chinese firms to buy $2.9 billion of solar equipment, sources say. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.51%. GE Vernova. Hitachi to build U.S. nuclear reactors for $40 billion, White House. Virgin Australia to adjust fares to reflect cost pressures. Joint statement on Strait of Hormuz by European nations, Japan, Canada. War hits Tehran's Grand Bazaar as prices surge and shops shut. U.S. seeks seizures and convictions by China to curb fentanyl issue. U.S. new home sales drop to near 3.5-year low in January. U.S. wholesale inventories fall sharply in January. Natural gas storage report shows smaller than expected increase. World trade growth set to slow to 1.9% this year. Iran war may weigh more, says WTO. Wholesale inventories decline unexpectedly, signaling potential shifts. New home sales drop significantly, missing forecasts. Bank of England holds rates as expected amid inflation concerns. ECB to start lifting rates as soon as April on inflation pressures, brokerages say. WTO reform deadlock may prompt some countries to seek other options on free trade. Dollar dips as oil shock turns central banks hawkish. Morning bid: hawkish rate repricing halts the dollar's rally. Analysis: Iran conflict could flip China's deflation into bad inflation. Goldman Sachs expects prolonged BOE pause, sees next rate cut in 2027. Oil prices retreat, bonds struggle on hawkish rate repricing as Iran war rages. China leaves loan prime rate unchanged for 10th straight month in March. High-speed combat drone production starts at new U.S. Anduril plant in days. Wall Street ends down as traders see no rate cuts before 2027. Bitcoin price today steadies near $71 after tumbling on oil spike. Hawkish Fed Bitcoin cuts some losses after slipping below $70,000 as traders push back rate cuts. Now live, MetaWinners community launches MetaWin token presale. Bitcoin slips to $71 as risk assets slide on hot inflation data, Fed uncertainty. Aster expands WLFI collaboration, launches USD1 denominated perpetual markets. Bitcoin takes a breather as focus remains on Iran war. Central bank decisions. Change now launches private send to break blockchain address tracking. Aster chain launch, defining a new era for on-chain privacy and transparency. GSR acquires Autonomous and Architect to launch integrated capital markets and treasury platform for crypto mantle vault on Bybit, powered by Aave and CN. Bridges Wallet 25 bids in DeFi depth to ADM CeFi users. Floco affiliates price 7.8 million share offering at $22. Callaway to present obesity drug data at European Congress. Kathy Wood's ARK adds 10x genomic stock, trims Arcturus. FedEx Q3 FY26 slides, earnings surge 16% as network transformation pays off.